Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahruddin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an introduction into the religious and scholar lives of the most outstanding Sahabi or the companions of the Shiite infallible Imams. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Fadahi are the special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom for today's discussion. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Fadahi, assalamu alaikum to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about the third Safir or the Naib or the special deputy of Imam Asr, Hussein ibn Ruh Nobakhti. There are so many details about the life of this outstanding man. Sheikh Rouhani, first give us some details about the early life and the biography of Hussein ibn Ruh Nobakhti.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Abu al-Qasim al-Hussein ibn Ruh al-Nawbakhti was the third special deputy of Imam Asr arwahuna fida. So he was the trusted and a close friend of Muhammad ibn Usman, the second deputy of Imam al-Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. Muhammad ibn Usman, at the command of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, introduced him as his successor in the last days of his life.
Yes.
So this the technoname of this deputy of the Imam is also Al-Abu al-Qasim, and he lived in Baghdad mostly. And of course, at the beginning of his deputyship, he had a good and respectable kind of status in the Abbasid court. However, he faced some troubles
yes.
later and was forced to live in hiding mm-hmm. and was actually imprisoned for 5 years.
Sheikh Fadai, so was he among the companions of Imam Hassan Askari too, or
yes,
not?
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is recorded that he was one of the companions of Imam Hassan Askari. Of course, we have to say that he was young at that time
uh-huh.
Because there was a long gap between his time and Imam Hassan Askari. And the time of his niaba was about 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It means that he had the longest time of niaba after the previous one, Muhammad ibn Uthman.
Yes.
And he was a jurist, he was a ravi, and he lived in Baghdad. One of the interesting points about him is his... that originally he was from the city of Qom.
Yes.
And Nobakht was a clan living in Qom uh-huh. and around the Qom.
Okay.
It shows the position of people of Qom mm-hmm. in Shia society.
Yes.
And in the time of representation, Ali ibn Babawayhi Qumi,
yes.
Which is called Saduq Avar, the first Saduq,
yes.
the father of the famous Sheikh
Saduq. Saduq, that's right.
He was one of the famous scholars in Qom,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't have any child.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that Hussein ibn Ruh is one of the representatives of Imam, and he was from the city of Qom. So Ali ibn Bawai wrote a letter to him, to Hussein ibn Ruh, and asked Imam al-Zaman to pray for him in order to have a child.
Okay.
And after the Imam al-Zaman accepted this request and prayed for Ali ibn Bawai, he had that son, which after that became Sheikh Saduq,
uh-huh.
one of the most important scholar, most important scholars, or we can say one of the main scholars of Shia, because we have a term, Kutub al-Arba'a, the main four books of Shia. And three scholars wrote those books. Sheikh Sadur, the second Sadur, was one of them. So Hussein ibn Ruh had this position from the city of Qom. I wanted to say that this shows the position of the city. That's usually right. Shia lived in this city, and always they supported Imam, even when they were under the oppression of kings and caliphs.
Yes.
They never denied Imam. They never left Imam alone. Even when Imam was in Medina or in Iraq at that time, they supported Imam in Qom.
That's
and because of that, we have some rivaya. They called Qom Ush Al Muhammad.
Yes.
It means the home for the Ahlul Bayt.
That's right. Okay, okay, Sheikh Rouhani, so now there were so many ups and downs during the deputyship or representation of Hussein ibn Ruh al-Nawbakhti. Give us some details about those events that took place on that time.
So, of course, Hussein ibn Ruh al-Nawbakhti, actually, since he lived in a very serious and kind of difficult situation at that time, he was performing taqiyya to the extent that sometimes he, for example, punished some of his servants because of cursing Muawiyah. So this way he performs taqiyya because the situation was really difficult for these deputies of the imam. But since he was very much close to the or friendly with the second deputy of the imam, he introduced him as the deputy, as the third deputy of Imam al-Asr wa huna fida. But despite the fact that he was introduced by this deputy, he again actually performed taqiyya, and because of those, let's say, difficult days and serious or challenging situations that they faced at that time. This was the first point that could be mentioned regarding the situations and conditions or the environment they lived at that time. And of course, the other point that we can mention is that his position in the Abbasid court is also it deserves to be mentioned here. But of course, later, unfortunately, he was imprisoned and for many years. Because of at that time, majority of the Shia community, they performed taqiyya because they were living under the governance or the rulings of the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wasalam. So they did not allow anyone to perform or to fulfill, let's say, their Shiite religious duties publicly or in the presence of the people. So that's why they lived like secretly or hiddenly as a Shia. So apparently they performed what they actually followed, I mean, the other people. These are the, and also regarding the issue of Al-Shalmaghanis, he was among the Shia scholars and close people to Al-Husayn ibn Ruh. But after Al-Husayn ibn Ruh was appointed as the deputy of the Imam, he appointed Al-Shalmaghani as his agent and assigned him to the management of the Shia affairs. So that during the secret life of Al-Husayn ibn Ruh. So, yes, and
And did Shalmaghani, we can say, was he deviated from the right path on that time to establish a group or something like that?
Yeah, but during the imprisonment of Al-Husayn ibn Ruh, he abused his position. First claimed Al-Husayn ibn Ruh, Ruh's actually position, and later became an apostate even, and went astray in his, let's say, belief. After it was revealed that he had deviations, Al-Husayn ibn Ruh informed Shia about that from inside the prison and actually prohibited them from associating with this Shalmaghani. And this was the issue that could be mentioned here.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
These are really critical points on that time, you know. The position that was given to some people must not be abused. They must be authentic, because the position that these people are given as the naib is really serious and critical. It's really significant because a person who is over there is authentic, both spiritually speaking, religiously speaking, and scholarly speaking on that time. And Imam asked himself on that time, through so many letters, scrolls, tawqids, you know, has described that do not refer to such a person and such a person with such qualities. These are only the mudda'is. These are only the persons who claim or claimants of the deputyship to the imam. Unfortunately, till nowadays, till today, we have so many people during the history of the Shiite Islam who believe to be the naib of Imam As, but it is only a false claim. Okay, Sheikh Fadai. On that time, Imam As was present himself during minor occultation. So how to avoid such abuses during now? I mean, major occultation.
You know, one of the du'as that we were taught to repeat a lot is that it's better to say, the A'imma taught us to say, Allahumma ja'al awaqiba umurana khayra. It means, how do we end our journey of life. You know, Shalmagani was a jurist.
Yes.
It was not a usual one. He was a scholar.
Yes.
And he was trusted by Hussein ibn Ruh and Muhammad ibn Usman. And because of that, he thought that after Muhammad ibn Usman, I will be the next deputy.
Mm-hmm.
When he realized that the third one is not him,
yes.
Rather Hussein ibn Ruh, now envy played its role. So it shows us that we should think about ourselves, whether we are doing our job mm-hmm. because of our duty or because of our social, political,
yes.
and I don't know, economic position. For example, in the time of the first naib or special deputy, he was a major one, he was a mature one,
yes.
but Imam was a child.
Yes.
He didn't think about the age. He said, I'm his deputy. So he did his duty. But now, in his time, he thought that I'm a jurist, I'm a scholar, and yes. Hussein is a scholar as well. What's yes. the difference between us?
Uh-huh.
So this is the envy.
Yes.
We should think about ourselves in order not to be deviated. You know, not only Imam denied Shalmagani and didn't choose him as the deputy, Imam cursed him.
Mm-hmm.
He was mal'oon by yes. the tongue of Imam.
Yes.
You know, this is not a good aqibah yes. when we say, Allahumma ja'al aqibah umurana khayra.
Yes.
And the second point, I told you, the first point is to observe ourselves. The second point is to think about people around us. You know, anyone who claims that I'm your leader, we shouldn't follow him.
Uh-huh.
It is not just the story of Shalmagani.
Yes.
We have hundreds of Shalmagani after that. Even yes. nowadays, we have a lot of people claim to be leader yes. of others.
Yes.
So, we shouldn't be deviated by their position. He was a jurist.
Yes.
Now we have a lot of jurists.
Yes.
Why not?
Yes.
You know, the scientific position is not important.
Yes. The scholar position is not important. Yeah. That's all right. The latest example was, during Qajar period, Muhammad al-Bab, you know.
Yes.
Himself claimed to be, for example, the special representative of the imam, and it was not true. That's all right. Okay, thank you very much, Shaykh Fadai and Shaykh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the life account of Hussein ibn Ruh al-Nawbakhti. About his demise, it is mentioned that it was Sha'ban 18, the year 326. He passed away in a neighborhood called Nawbakhtiyya, Shurja in Baghdad. And nowadays, his tomb is known as Maqam Hussein ibn Ruh. It is the visiting place of so many Shiites all around the world. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Call of Islam page. May our struggles in spreading the life accounts of the Sahabi, of the infallible Imams, especially Imam Asr, be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Imam Asr ajallallah ta'ala farajahu sharif. The another episode, God bless you all, fi amanallah. Ooh.